Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to reintroduce you to our good friend Rick Newman. Rick is back. Rick is chief business correspondent for U.S. News. He's the author of Rebounders, very prolific reporter on a number of different topics, especially business and also when business and government intersect. We can always count on Rick for a good report. He's here now. Rick, welcome back to the show.
Happy to be back, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Okay, when you were on the last time, I said to you, I gave you my list of things I didn't understand. We talked about some of those. And one of those was that nobody in the 2008 financial meltdown, basically no one has gone to jail. No, there's been no recrimination. There's been no lawsuits, et cetera, et cetera. And now comes the Department of Justice suing Standard & Poor's over their ratings of investments in that period of time.
Well, that's right. And this is just a very slow process of trying to find accountability where they can develop the evidence. So I took a look through this long complaint that the Justice Department released yesterday. This is not a criminal lawsuit. It's a civil lawsuit.
Isn't that unique?
Not really. They often will go to civil lawsuits because I'm not a legal expert, but I think
the Department of Justice was in the business of filing civil lawsuits.
Oh, sure they are, and the SEC does the same thing a lot of the time.
Right.
So they try to get money. I think that's because the burden of proof is lower, and they try to get monetary compensation. So the government hasn't said how much it's asking for in this case, but it did say that S&P's poor ratings, which they called fraudulent, cost federally insured financial institutions more than $5 billion, and I think it's a lot more than $5 billion. So
right.
That's a suggestion of how much they may be going after.
So remind the audience, for those who may not know, S&P is Standard & Poor's, and one of the things they do is they sort of to declare the credit rating, the credit worthiness of a particular investment, right?
Yeah, and this is complicated, but I'll try to boil it down as quickly as I can. So what the rating agencies, and this also includes Moody's and Fitch, do, and where they're why they're tied into the financial meltdown, is they were responsible for rating the mortgage-backed securities, which were bundles of mortgages that were turned into securities and then sold by Wall Street investment banks.
Right.
It was their job to rate the quality of those credits, and it was very important that those securities got the highest rating, which in S&P's case is AAA.
And the government requires those groups, those investment firms, to get these kinds of ratings. They're required by law, aren't they?
That's right. They don't have to rate them high by law, but in
right.
order to get federal backing for the securitization of those mortgages,
right.
which is where Fannie and Freddie come into play, yes, they do have to be AAA.
Right.
And also, big investors such as pension funds and university
right.
endowments, their guidelines say they can only, in many cases.
They have to use these. Isn't it interesting, though, that S&P is also, is there anything to this with in terms of recrimination, the government getting back at the S&P for downgrading the stock, downgrading the credit worthiness of the United States? You see,
I don't think so, Jim. The culpability of all three rating agencies has been obvious for a
right.
long time. S&P cut the U.S. credit rating in 2011. It was evident way before that, and it
yeah.
was evident going all the way back to 2008. Three of these guys had a big role in this.
But isn't it interesting that they're going after S&P, but yet we have Fannie and Freddie Fannie Mae had its own fraudulent activity. Nobody went after any of those guys. Barney Frank in July of 2008 said, "Oh, Fannie Mae's great. No problem. Don't worry about that stock." And why aren't they going after people like that?
Well, for the government to go after Fannie Mae is going after the U.S. taxpayer at this point. I mean, we're the ones
back when Harold Raines was running it. I mean, you know, it seems awfully selective to me.
Jim, it is very selective, and I think one of the reasons for that is there are so many bad. I mean, it's really important to point out there is no single villain in the financial meltdown. There are many villains, and that also includes a lot of people. You know, ordinary people who were buying homes they shouldn't have, speculating on property flippers and stuff
around.
Like that. I don't think it's even plausible for the government to go back after everybody who might have been culpable in some way. And they're also going after people where they can gather the evidence. And
so let me ask you one last question before we go to the break. Is S&P a scapegoat?
No, I don't. I think S&P had a legitimate role in the meltdown, so I think they're a valid target.
But if they don't go after all those other people you mentioned, then they are a scapegoat.
Well, they are going to go. My guess is they will go after the other rating agencies.
Well, we'll see about that, won't we? 22, and we'll report on it with our good friend Rick Newman. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.